Focus on flowers. April 23rd is St. George's Day in England, and the floral emblem of St. George is the red rose. It is interesting that the red rose is also the emblem of such diverse entities as the English Labour Party and the English Rugby Union team. Shakespeare, who was born on April 23rd, wrote in A Midsummer Night's Dream, "The seasons alter, hoary-headed frosts fall in the fresh lap of the crimson rose." Roses bloom earlier in England, obviously, than they do in the colder areas of the United States, and the English do not have to contend with sub-zero winters and hot, humid summers. However, though roses are difficult to grow well in our climate, spring often makes gardeners dream about them. The most exciting development in roses these days is the knockout rose, bred by longtime rosarian William Radler. He worked to develop a maintenance-free rose for his own Wisconsin climate. Since he lived in Zone 5, he needed hardiness to 20 degrees Fahrenheit or lower, and resistance to disease during humid summers. To test for resistance, to black spot especially, he ground up some infected leaves in his kitchen blender and sprinkled this on his roses. He also crossed resistant plants with those with flowers that were pleasing, and after 15 years came up with a red and a pink knockout. We will now see lots of these roses at garden centers and in home gardens, thanks to Mr. Radler. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on some special roses.